Thanks for listening to this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, recently we featured a segment on the Transamerica Center for Health Studies' new Healthier Options cookbook. And the response from listeners was really quite remarkable. And so the Healthier Traditions American Classic Recipes, it's all about substitution, enjoying the things, the classic meals that we've enjoyed and grown up with, but preparing them with substitutions that still make them very tasty and enjoyable, but a lot healthier. Hector De La Torre, the executive director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, is here and was instrumental in preparing the cookbook with some established and reputable dietitians. Hector, let's talk about some new options. You gave us some really good ideas the last time. So what do you have to offer this time?
This concept of substitution is very important in improving your diet, right? You're going to continue to eat the things that you like eating. And so how can you make them healthier? By swapping out less healthy ingredients with similar but healthier ingredients, we can improve the healthiness of our meals while retaining the flavor. A common cheat, if you want to call it that, for recipes that use potatoes, for example, or sweet potatoes, is to leave the skin on for additional fiber, which helps promote heart and gut health.
Now, I've got to ask you, you go to the grocery store and you see aisles and aisles of low-fat, non-fat, and yet we know that the way the food companies achieve that lower-fat ratio is by adding sugar, because it's still got to taste good.
Salt and sugar are common preservatives, and canned foods have higher content of sodium, for example. The nutritionists recommend buying no salt added or low sodium versions to help reduce sodium. So it is something you have to watch out for, particularly if you have heart issues or are inclined to have heart issues because of genetics.
I've been noticing that cauliflower, there's a resurgence, just like kale was. I haven't always loved it myself, but I see that it's featured increasingly often in restaurants and in various recipes.
Well, our nutritionists recommend to add cauliflower to dishes needing creaminess in order to substitute for milk or cheese and, of course, potatoes.
When we last talked, you were big on ground bison. Now, I'm not quite sold on it yet. What's so special about it?
Well, it's a substitution for ground beef. Ground beef is not the best in terms of its health content. So the nutritionists recommend lean ground beef, ground turkey meat, which is, again, leaner than ground beef, or ground bison, which is very lean as well, to reduce fat while retaining the flavor.
How do we help people really sort out the options and the healthiest options, of course?
Well, you have to pay a little more attention in the grocery store. That will absolutely help you when it's time to cook. Don't assume that something, it says it's healthy or it says it's low sodium, that it is healthier. Sometimes they substitute other ingredients in a negative way. They substitute ingredients to add flavor that reduce the nutritional benefit. They spike it in order to make it more tasty, and then that negates all of the benefit of the healthiness that would otherwise be there.
There are wonderful options here in this cookbook, Healthier Traditions American Classic Recipes. You can still get your free copy by going to transamericainstitute.org. Thanks again for joining us here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.